Dear friends, today is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. However, I am offering the Mass of the feast from the Feast of the Holy Rosary, which feast we celebrate tomorrow. The epistle for the Feast of the Holy Rosary is taken from the Old Testament Book of Wisdom. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent by God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father. And he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee, he shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that was called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. They that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. These words are taken from the Epistle for the Mass of the Holy Rosary, and they are applied to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in his wonderful book, The Secret of the Rosary, St. Louis de Montfort writes about a woman who entered into a pact with the devil. And by this pact, she delivered her soul to Satan in exchange for certain favors. It was a written contract that she signed and offered to the devil. Now, after she had signed it, she repented of it. She received a great grace from God, and she wanted to undo her crime. St. Louis says that she had a sincere remorse and an intense desire to make amends for this terrible deed. And so she sought out a priest who might help her. She went to a priest with a reputation for being wise and kind, by the name of Father Henry. Father Henry was a holy man and one who was very devoted to the Rosary of Our Lady. The woman sought out this priest to make her confession, but instead of finding him, she actually encountered the devil, who disguised himself as a Dominican father. The devil took on the appearance of a man, disguised himself as a priest, and sat in the confessional. And of course, if God permits the devil, he does have the power to do such things. Well, this woman encountered Satan disguised as a priest, and thinking that he was a priest, she made her confession to him. She told him of the pact she had made with the devil, and she begged to be forgiven for having done such a terrible thing. But the devil, disguised as a priest, he told her that it was impossible to undo what she had done. He said it could not be. Disguised as a priest, he accused her and he condemned her. He told her that she could never hope that God would forgive her for committing such a crime. The contract she had made with the devil, he said, could not be canceled or nullified, and she was doomed to her fate. Can you imagine how that woman felt when she heard that? Can you imagine if you ever heard those words from the priest in the confessional? She felt herself on the edge of despair. But still, God, who had drawn her to the confessional in the first place, he did not abandon her. He gave her a great grace, and so a glimmer of hope returned. The next day, she returned to the priest, whom she thought was Father Henry of the Dominican Order, and yet once again she encountered the devil. Again, he accused her, filling her heart with despair and discouragement. He said that her soul was already in the devil's grasp, that God would not forgive her, and that she was going to spend eternity in hell. She returned home, anxious and discouraged. But waiting for her again was the goodness and the mercy of the Sacred Heart. He touched her heart again with his grace, and the next day she set out again with a renewed hope of finding Father Henry. And this time she did indeed find the good priest. She found him, and she discovered in him the image of the gentle heart of Christ. He did not accuse her. He did not condemn her. He encouraged her. And he assured her that God loved her and that no sin was beyond the power of God to forgive. St. Louis says he treated her with a very great kindness, and he urged her to throw herself upon the mercy of Almighty God and to make a good confession, which she did. After her confession, Father Henry enrolled her in the confraternity of the Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he instructed her to say the Rosary frequently and devoutly. For by this means, he said, she would make atonement for her sin, she would be strengthened, and she would save her soul. And as a special favor granted to this repentant soul, to encourage her and to strengthen her, the Mother of God did an extraordinary thing. St. Louis writes of this, he says, "One day while Father Henry was saying Mass for this repentant sinner, Our Lady appeared, and in the sight of the priest, she forced the devil to return the contract which the woman had signed." And it was in this way that the woman was delivered from the devil by the authority of Mary and her devotion to her Holy Rosary. You know, every year, my dear faithful, the church grants a special permission for the priest to offer the Mass of the Holy Rosary, which is usually said tomorrow, October 7th. The church grants the priest permission to offer this Mass on the first Sunday of October. The reason the church does this is because when October 7th falls during the week, as it usually does, many people would not be able to attend Mass on this feast. And so they might miss the significance of the feast. The church wants to impress upon us, upon her children, that the rosary is not just another devotion. It's not a devotion we can choose to practice or not to practice. It's not a devotion we can be indifferent toward without running the grave risk of losing our soul. And the reason for this is that the rosary, a love for the rosary, is nothing more than a love for the lives of Jesus and Mary, as we consider them in the 15 mysteries. A love for the rosary is a love for Mary because she asked us to pray it. Out of the 1,440 minutes of your day, every day of your life, Our Lady asks for 15 of them as a sign that we love her. And in return, you may not know it, but Our Lady actually made 15 promises in return. These promises she made to St. Dominic. And I won't read all 15 of them, but I would like to read you some of these promises, and I think some of them will be enough to encourage you to make the good resolution to say your rosary every day, or to persevere in that resolution if you already do. Our Lady promised, she said, "I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. The recitation of the rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and it will lift their hearts to a desire of eternal things. Those who recite my rosary devoutly shall never be conquered by misfortune. God will not chastise them. They will not perish by an unprovided death. Sinners will convert," she said. "The just shall persevere in grace and be worthy of eternal life." She said, "I will deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to my rosary. My faithful children shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven," she said. And finally, just to sum up all the other promises, Our Lady said, "By reciting the rosary, you can obtain whatever you ask of me." She promises eternal life and any grace you want for 15 minutes of your time a day. Sometimes she answers your prayers quickly. Sometimes she answers prayers slowly, whichever would be best for us. But she always obtains the graces that we ask for, because she loves the rosary and she loves those who recite it. Those who say the rosary actually have a power over her heart. And she has power over the heart of her Son. That is why those words of sacred scripture from the Old Testament are applied to Our Lady: "They that find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord." And so St. Louis de Montfort says it doesn't matter if a person is the greatest sinner. He says it doesn't matter if a person has one foot in hell. If he has sold his soul to the devil. He says if such a person prays the rosaries each and every day to the best of his ability and never despairs, that person will receive from Mary the grace to amend his life and save his soul. St. Alphonsus relates that Our Lady herself said to St. Bridget, "There is no sinner in the world, however much he may be at enmity with God, who will not return to God and recover his grace if he has recourse to me." St. Alphonsus, going further, he says that Mary would be ready to obtain the grace of God for Lucifer himself, if only Lucifer could humble himself enough to ask for her aid. These are the words of Pope Pius XI. He says, if you want peace in your hearts, in your homes, and in your country, assemble every evening to recite the rosary. Let not even one day pass without saying it, no matter how burdened, he says, you may be with cares and labors. And he goes on, fathers and mothers of families in particular. Fathers and mothers of families in particular must give an example to their children when they gather with them in the home and recite the Holy Rosary on bended knee before the image of the Holy Virgin. He says, let not a single day pass, not even one. I'll just leave you with the words of Our Lady to Blessed Alain de la Roche regarding the rosary. She says, whosoever shall persevere in the devotion of the Holy Rosary, saying these prayers and meditating upon these mysteries, he shall be rewarded for it. I shall obtain for him full remission of the penalty and of the guilt of his sins at the end of his life. Do not be unbelieving, she says, as though this were impossible. It is easy for me to do, because I am the mother of the King of Heaven, and he calls me full of grace. Being full of grace, I am able to dispense grace freely to my dear children. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.